जाए गोपी जन बल्लभगिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Jaya Goranitai, 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 Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath, Baladeva, Jaya Shri Subhadra, Jayo Radha Ballab Radha Ballab Shri Radhe, Jayo Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, ज्ञानी ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य सुदर्शन श्री श्रीमदवि चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय दकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Verse Number 23. The name of the chapter is Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Anvikshikya shoka moho dambham mahadupashaya yogantarayan maunena himsam kamadi anihaya anvikshikya shoka moho dambham mahadupashaya yogantarayan maunena himsam kamadi anihaya anvikshikya shoka moho dambham mahadupashaya yogantarayan maunena Himsam kamadi anihaya. Anvikshikya shokamoho. Dambam mahadupasaya. Yogantarayan maunena. Himsam kamadi anihaya. Yogantarayan monena insam kamadhinihaya anvikshikya shokamoho dambham Himsam kamade nihaya. Matajis. Anvikshikya shokamoho. Dambam mahadupasaya. Yogantarayan monena. Himsam kamade nihaya. Anvikshikya shokamoho dambham mahadupashaya yogantarayan maunena himsam kamadhinihaya anvikshikya shokamoho dambham mahadupashaya word for word meaning anvikshikya by deliberation upon material and spiritual subject matter shoka lamentation moha and illusion dambham False pride. Mahat. Avaishnava. Upashaya. By serving. Yoga antarayan. Obstacles on the path of yoga. Maunena. By silence. Himsam. Envy. Kamadi. For sense gratification. Anihaya. Without endeavor. Translation. By discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer lamentation and illusion. By serving a great devotee, one can become prideless. And by keeping silent, one can avoid obstacles on the path of mystic yoga. And simply by stopping sense gratification, one can conquer envy. In repeat the translation. By discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer lamentation and illusion. By serving a great devotee, one can become prideless. By keeping silent, one can avoid obstacles on the path of mystic yoga. And simply by stopping sense gratification, one can conquer envy. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If one's son has died, one may certainly be affected by lamentation and illusion and cry for the dead son. But one may overcome lamentation and illusion by considering the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. As the soul transmigrates, one who has taken birth must give up the present body, and then he must certainly accept another body. This should be no cause for lamentation. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Dhiras tatrana moyati. One who is dhira or sober, who is learned in the philosophy and established in knowledge, cannot be unhappy over the transmigration of the soul. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jodhapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Hare Krishna. So Narad Muni's instructions to King Yudhishthir continues in this verse. So we are in the last chapter of 7th canto. So it's very hard to sometimes trail back where it all started, why we are here, where we are at. So in the beginning of 7th canto, there were two questions Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukhdev Goswami. and I'll just give quick 2 minutes brief to come to where we are. So one was the discussion or the conclusions concerning how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the super soul, friend, protector of everyone, killed the daityas, the demons, for the sake of Indra, saving Indra. Means talking about the impartiality or partiality of the Lord, that aspect. That was the first question, that is Lord partial or he is impartial? And the second question was asked that by Parikshit, that how is it possible that Shishupal, who was so much inimical towards the Lord, towards Krishna from very childhood, he got salvation which is not even attained by greatest of yogis very easily. So how did Shishupal became a perfected being? Basically he entered in front of everyone in Krishna's body. So these were the two questions, and while explaining, answering them, Sukhdev Goswami quoted a narration of Narad Muni to Yudhishthir Maharaj, and 15 chapters finished in that. So we are at the 15th chapter now, where instructions have continued. In between, many twists and turns came, Prahlad's whole story came, Narsingdev's appearance came. Now further instructions are coming. In the previous chapter we saw how Narad Muni proved the importance of Brahmanas in society, which is practically unwanted these days, because of whatever reasons. So you see extreme politics happening on that name, you see extreme criticism happening on that name, but those who are seer of the truth, they know very clearly, very well, the importance of genuine Brahmanas in society. Not just namesake Brahmanas, but who are actually doing their duties well. Now, in this chapter, Narada Muni is going to show the difference between different grades of Brahmanas. So this is where we are at in this particular chapter. And within that chapter, now we are in this particular instruction. There's a lot of details in this chapter, but here we are on a specific instructions given by Narada Muni, where in this verse, there are four instructions Narada Muni is giving. There are four main points he is making, and all four of them are very classic ones, very amazing, very helpful for our personal spiritual growth. So I'll not go in detail on all the fours, but we'll just touch on all the fours, but couple of them we'll discuss little bit in detail. So the first one is, how by discussing spiritual knowledge one can conquer lamentation and illusion? How by discussing spiritual knowledge one can conquer lamentation and illusion? And Prabhupada goes to the extreme lamentation in the purport of someone losing their child. But lamentation is, even if your car is hit by someone, you can lament. Lamentation can be just losing your pet. Lamentation can be of losing your earbuds. People can lament, and they can really lament for that. So, but here Prabhupada takes an extreme example where someone loses their son. When parents lose their son, it's very distressing. And we see the classic example in Bhagavatam of Chitraketu Maharaj. When Chitraketu Maharaj, after all the hard work of having 10 million wives, I think 1 crore wives he had, and still not having son, and then finally with the blessings of Angira Rishi, he got Harshashoka, his son named Harshashoka, who will give him pleasure and distress simultaneously. And then he loses that child due to envy of other queens. I'll not get into the detail of the pastime, but you all at least know the pastime. The favorite queen was favored by the king, who gave birth to Harshashoka, and other queens, being very envious, planned to kill the son. And then the distress King Chitraketu had was very extreme, because he lost his just newly born son. Then the same instructions, these transcendental instructions, when he heard from his own son with the blessings of Narada and Angira again, his lamentation subsided. He became peaceful. And those instructions were very direct, to the point. Imagine, you know, your son starts telling you, which life's parents are you? And if you're not ready to accept it, it's very intense for a parent to hear
when the son tells you, I had so many parents. Now, which life's parents do you belong to? It was my fourth day in ISKCON in 2006, and I heard this story. So somehow I was attending a series of 7 days lecture all in the night, 7 days through and through. And then I've never been to ISKCON before that. So in Delhi in 2006 I was going. And then fourth day I heard this story. So every day what was happening after the session would get over by 10, 10:30, then there is dinner prasad for everyone. And then I would just stay back and ask a lot of questions to the fellow devotees who were helping out. So I would come back sometimes 1 in the night, 2 in the night because of so much discussion, so many questions I would have. And then fourth day, because I heard this story, I came back and my mother very casually said, because I was late for the last 3 days, she just said, you don't have parents at home? You're coming so late every night? And I quoted this story to her. Which parents you're talking about? There are so many parents, so many life, love. For me, it was pure theory, just heard and I just repeated. She was so scared. She got so scared. She straight away called that devotee. That what are you teaching? What is this happening? Why is he speaking like this? Then that devotee chastised me so much in front of my parents. And he said, I remember that statement, he said, when you have finished preaching throughout the world and everyone has agreed to you, then come and preach to your parents and give all this philosophy. Till then, keep your mouth shut and just be a good son. So, but here, for king, he was ready with the blessings of Narad Muni to hear those very straight, direct instructions from son Harshashoka, who was also speaking based on realization. He was not parroting something. So, you see, in this world, there are two types of people mainly you'll see. One are optimistic people, at least they pretend to be not very optimistic. Others are very pessimistic. You know, optimistic are they'll just try to keep motivating themselves and people around them all the time that that's okay, life is all about this. You fight back, you stand up, you keep going, keep moving. And then there are pessimistic people. Just by standing with them, you'll hear all the criticism about life, about people, about everything. They're very negative about everything. But devotees are neither optimistic nor pessimistic. They're realistic. And how to be realistic? That you try to live your life happily in your relationship with the Supreme Lord and devotees, but being you're still ready that material nature can strike anytime. And that is realism. You are realistic about the condition of this world, that material nature can strike any moment. It's just a matter of time. You can just hear a call from India and you have to rush. That's reality and it can happen. Because that's how this world is. It can strike any moment. And because that's the nature of the world, a saintly person or someone who is aspiring to be a spiritualist has to come in terms with this reality. Instead of just being very negative about everything or being unnecessarily externally positive about everything, very important to live in this world the way this world is designed. And this world is designed to give surprises. There's a very classic verse, Lord Brahma. It's a very famous verse. Most of you would have heard this. Lord Brahma says, in 10th canto, 14th chapter, this comes. Samashritaye padapallavaplavam. Mahat padam punna yesho murare. Bhavam budhir vatsa padam param padam. Padam padam yat vipadam natesham. This is the padam verse. For those who have accepted, and this is how a realistic devotee behaves. For those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of this cosmic manifestation, and he is famously known as Murari. Why Murari? Because he is the enemy of Mura demon. This ocean of material world is like a water contained in calf's hoof print. The whole ocean of this material existence, which is very unpredictable, can give surprises at any moment. There is distress at every step. This whole ocean reduces to the water which is contained by the impression made by a calf in the ground, which is maybe this much. Their goal is Parampadam. Why they're able to perceive this ocean to a calf's hoof print? Because their goal is the abode of the Lord. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha. The place where are no material miseries. In comparison to this place, which has danger at every step. So when one hears transcendental knowledge, it pacifies. But unless one practices this particular verse, you can't be thoroughly pacified. For momentarily, you can feel, okay, I'm not this body, I'm soul. Whoever takes birth has to die. Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, he's quoting two verses from Bhagavad Gita. If you just hear those verses, it does pacify you for that time being. But unless one has taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, you cannot actually cross beyond the uncertainties of this world, because that's how the nature of this place is. And that's why when Chitraketu Maharaj understood from his own son, he was pacified. Because the teachings the son gave through the blessings of Narada and Angira, because they could have also spoken the same knowledge. But being a very interesting, very smart preacher, they made the son to speak the same philosophy, because it would have amazing impact. So transcendental knowledge helps. We see in our lives also, many times, at least for when we are in a mode where we are lamenting for something, or we are very much illusioned because of our attachment to something material, name, fame, position, power, money, whatever. And just by sometimes hearing and sitting in a Bhagavatam class, the fever goes down. It actually goes down, and you go out very peaceful. And what you were worrying so much in your whole 2 hours of chanting from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., constantly planning and meditating, even kirtan didn't work because you were still thinking about it. Just by hearing transcendental knowledge, many times it happens, the fever goes down. So this is a good sign that more we hear, regular we hear, the fever remains down of this material lamentation. Second very important point that comes in this verse, which we'll discuss a little bit more than the others, is how by serving a great devotee one can become prideless. How by serving a great devotee our pride is smashed, and how we become more attached to the Supreme Lord. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam again the story of King Rahuguna with Jada Bharat. This Rahuguna king, who was actually a nice king, he was ruling somewhere near the Sindh province, which is in current Pakistan. From there he was heading towards Kapila Muni's ashram, which is in Ganga Sagar, towards Bengal, which is quite a distance, you know. And now he is going on a palanquin. But why is he going to Kapila Muni? To hear about self-realization. So that means he is a nice king. He wants to hear about it. Now as a king, when we know that story, Jada Bharat was just caught from this farming area or somewhere, he was caught that you just come and help. He was just, I think, standing as a scarecrow or something, and he was just caught, you just come and help carry the palanquin of the king. So now Jada Bharat, who is a self-realized soul, while walking and while carrying the palanquin, because he was very stout and strong in his appearance, trying to save many ants, he would just move around. And you know, kings don't like to be disturbed, and that too so much. So his pride just constantly was being disturbed. The King Rahuguna first came out and chastised Jada Bharat by ridiculing him. Oh, you appear so weak. Oh, you're so weaky. You can't even carry a palanquin. Oh, I understand. So first he ridiculed him, thinking that maybe he'll stop moving around so much. But then he continued again. And when the king came out so furious, all the servants said, it's not us, it's him. It's him who is disturbing. So king became so upset that he started chastising him to a degree that I'll beat you. You'll be punished. And then when Rahuguna started speaking, Atmagyan, knowledge of the soul, knowledge about one's relationship with the Supreme Lord, and gave very nice instructions, Rahuguna understood that he is not dealing with a servant who is here to carry my palanquin. He is a self-realized soul. That is, of course, the king had many qualities, but one of the instructions Jad Bharat gave to him was, that's in 5.12.12. Rahugunayetat tapasa nayati. By tapasya, by severe austerities and penances, this knowledge will not be revealed to you. This knowledge of self-realization. Na ijaya, neither by deity worship you will become self-realized. Nirvapanat, even when you finish all your material duties and you accept sannyas, you will not become self-realized. Na grihadva, even by becoming best of the householder, best of a grihastha, you will not realize it. Even by observing celibacy or studying Vedic literatures, it's not possible. Even by severe austerities, such as keeping oneself in cold water in winters or sitting in the circle of a fire in peak summer, you will not realize. Then how do you realize? Unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of a great devotee, one cannot realize the absolute truth. This was his instruction. Unless one gets an opportunity to smear the entire body with the dust from the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize absolute truth. So for someone to actually put the dust of the lotus feet on their body, you have to really part away from your pride. You have to really give it away. Otherwise you can't do it. People struggle just to pay obeisances to devotees. Here we are talking about taking their dust and putting all over their body. It's not possible if you have pride. So Dambha Mahat Upasaya. By worshipping the devotees, Dambha, pride can go away. Amazing instructions come in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Madhya 22.83, it says, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this instruction. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hai Sadhu Sang. Krishna Prem Janme Teha Puna Mukhya Ang. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula. What is the root cause which gives birth to devotional service? Is the association of great devotees. That gives birth to devotional service. Even when one's dormant love of Krishna awakens, now birth is given, bhakti is awakened. Still, he says, association of with devotees is still most essential. It is that important. So Krishna bhakti will take birth by great devotees. And even if bhakti has taken birth, still association of great devotees is very, very essential. And we hear just, I don't know how many examples are there, we can just list back to back. Mrigari's example, how just by coming in contact with Narada Muni, how his heart just changed, how his heart just transformed. Then Daku Ratnakar, who became Valmiki, again a hunter, a killer of animals, just became Valmiki. Again Narada Muni in the picture. We see how Srila Prabhupada, coming to West, changed the hearts of people who had never even heard about Krishna. I was hearing from one Srila Prabhupada's disciple, very senior disciple. He said, till the age of 23 years old, he had never met a single vegetarian person and had never heard these two words, karma and Krishna. And he became a devotee, and hundreds and thousands became devotee and gave up sinful activities. So what would be the potency of just Srila Prabhupada's presence in that atmosphere which caused it? In Antyalila, there is a very nice pastime. A whole story is narrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself to his fellow devotees when he is giving darshan. But there is a verse which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in that. There are three things he describes. There are three things which can cause amazing transformation to happen in our heart. So that is Bhakta Pada Dhuli, the dust from the lotus feet of devotees. Ar Bhakta Padajal, and the water which has washed the feet of devotees. Third is Bhakta Bhukta Avesh Avashesha, the food remnants left by devotees. Tina Mahabal, these three are very powerful in giving Krishna Bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining about Kalidas, this very classic, very amazing devotee. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, this Kalidas, he just came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet before entering Jagannath temple. And he had told his servant Govinda that do not let anyone touch this water which I have used to wash my feet. But one day this Kalidas came and he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he washed his feet, give me water to drink. From the water you have washed your feet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him once. He said, give me more. He gave him twice. He said, more. He gave him thrice. He drank all of it. Then he said, give more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, bas, no more. I have given you enough. No, don't ask this ever again. Whatever you expected, I have given it to you. And then later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him. That why I gave this mercy. Because one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating his Mahaprasad and he would hardly do it. In most of the occasions he would not do it. So after eating Prasad, the leftover, he signaled to his servant Govinda that okay, go and give it to Kalidas. And everyone was surprised. What makes him qualified to get your mercy? You are Supreme Lord and you are just distributing your food just like that, leftover to Kalidas. Then Mahaprabhu said, you know what this Kalidas does? He has eaten leftover remnants of every single Vaishnava in Navdeep. He does not consider which caste they belong to. He does not consider who they are. He would just scheme and plan in a way that he would go and eat the remnants of those devotees. Sometimes he would take fruits to devotees as gift and they will accept. And he'll wait outside their windows that when they eat the fruit and throw the leftover, I will eat. And that with that mood, he would approach devotees. And then Mahaprabhu quoted a story that how he went to Jhadu Thakur. The name Jhadu Thakur is because he was a Jhaduwala. He would clean the streets. So that means if you see the caste-based division in India, it's low caste, very low caste. You know, it was those times where if a Brahmana would touch someone who is a sweeper, they would go and take bath. Now this Kalidas, he went and he took fresh juicy mangoes to Jhadu Thakur. And Jhadu Thakur in his humility saying, I am a low caste born person, why are you giving me? And then they have an amazing discussion quoting verses and all. But Kalidas is doing all this with a scheme. When Jhadu Thakur would eat on a banana leaf, he would eat mangoes and whatever, he would throw this out. I would hide and I would wait for the remnants of this great Vaishnava. And he did that. And Mahaprabhu is quoting that what this Kalidas would do is that he would go and eat remnants like this. And if great Vaishnavas are walking on the street, as soon as they disappear, he would quickly go and rub his body on the dust where they have walked. And that's why he has qualified himself to get my mercy. Now, there's a disclaimer for us. So, he was getting the remnants, the dust or the water which has washed the feet of the devotees because he wants Krishna Prema what they have. What these great devotees, the love for Krishna they have, that's what he wants. And that's why he's eating the remnants. Now, when we hear these pastimes, we have to be careful because if we start doing this the way Kalidas did, and if The other person does not have Krishna prem, but he has lust, kama in the heart. You may get that. So we have to be a little careful how we do it, how we imitate Kalidas in that pastime. So the verses are very interesting. Then it says, 18 seva hayate Krishna prema hai, puna puna sarva shastra pukariya hai. By rendering service to these three, which is dust, water, and remnants of the devotees, one attains supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. In all the revealed scriptures, this is loudly declared again and again. Tate bar bar kahi suna bhaktagan vishwasa kariya kare e teena sevan. Therefore, my devotees, please hear from me, for I insist again and again. Please keep faith in these three and render service to them without hesitation. Teena haite Krishna naam premira ullas Krishnera prasada tate sakshi kalidas. From these three, one achieves the highest goal of life, which is ecstatic love for Krishna. This is the greatest mercy of Lord Krishna. The evidence is Kalidas himself. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is explaining how it is so powerful. But this does not mean that it's a easy free ticket for self-realization. Kalidas was constantly absorbed in chanting the names of the Lord. Kalidas was constantly absorbed in hearing the pastimes of the Lord. He was a great scholar in Srimad Bhagavatam, because when he went to the Hadu Thakur, he was narrating Bhagavatam verses to him. So everything is in complete understanding should be taken. So very powerful. Now why will someone do this? Why will someone do this? Because by doing Mahat Seva, Dambha, pride goes away. Now, what is Mahat Seva for us? For us, Mahat Seva is just following the instructions of our spiritual master. Following the instructions of our spiritual master, which is, of course, the four regulative principles, then cooperatively associating with devotees and trying to preach Krishna consciousness whatever way, shape or form we can in our capacities. And that is Mahat Seva for us. Instead of just seeing these three activities as Mahat Seva, which is very important, can't be sidelined or neglected because they are very, very special. But Mahat Seva is you follow the instructions to your capacity. And then Dambha, our pride, which is a serious obstacle in realizing Krishna. And we see in the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis also to show the world. Of course, it was a very nectarian, sweet exchange between Krishnas and gopis. But Prabhupada writes there in the Krishna book that even when gopis experienced pride, Krishna didn't like it. So Krishna wants devotees to be prideless, actually. One Prabhupada disciple was asked this question, can you give just two things I can do which attracts Krishna? Just two things. So the Prabhupada disciple mentioned, just be simple and be humble. This attracts Krishna. Just simplicity and humility attracts Krishna. Just these two things. Actually, it's very difficult to practice. I'm talking about myself, but at least, shortcut. These two things attract blessings of Krishna. To be simple and to be humble. Coming to the third one, by keeping silent, one can avoid obstacles on the path of mystic yoga. Actually, Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada explains this, because when we're talking about yoga, here we're talking about bhakti yoga, because that's what refers to us. So by being silent means not doing prajalpa, not doing mundane talk. Especially if someone is from India, these days there's a lot of discussion on IPL and politics and elections happening. A little bit here there is fine, but when you get into details of it and too much discussion on that, it's problematic. One devotee was telling that he has unsubscribed himself in this season, in next 2-3 months, from every single platform where he can hear news about election, because it is absorbing my consciousness a lot. Because that's what he will discuss and talk. So, prajalpa, and is our silence. When in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada is talking about vacha vegam, how to control speech. He mentions that try as much as possible to talk about Krishna or in a way which attracts people to Krishna. Now for yogi who is a mystic yogi, a Ashtanga yogi, for him this rule is very different. They have to practice mauna, be silent, don't talk to anyone. But for devotees, mauna is, or silent, vow of silence is just talk about the Supreme Lord and how we in our condition can come closer to Supreme Lord. Actually, if you'll notice, when we very consciously speak about the Supreme Lord or present it in a way where people who are in front of us can somehow come closer to Krishna, is very satisfying. You feel very satisfied. Because you have invested, you have engaged your capacity of speech, your thoughts, which is bringing people closer to Krishna, which naturally brings you also closer to Krishna. It satisfies you. You know, so many demands we have in our mind. But just by preaching, so many devotees have told, many Grastha devotees, at least I remember 3 or 4 devotees told, since they have started preaching, since they have started doing some outreach, going out of their zone to give Krishna to others, all the material plans they had starts to reduce. Because now you're thinking about someone else. All the time, all the 7 days, the whole absorption is me, my family, me, my family, me, my family. But when you start to preach, now you're dealing with problems of 50, 60, 30, 40 people who are in your bhakti riksha, for example. And now you have less time to think about yourself. And what are their problems? At least externally, artificially, we'll try to give Krishna conscious solutions to them. Because we are posing as a bhakti riksha leader. So because we are posing as a bhakti riksha leader, or many are genuinely are good devotional leaders, you have to talk about Krishna and somehow channelize their issues to Krishna. Interesting thing happens with that is that you see, when I'm giving this solution to this person, this solution will work for me also in my distraction. So why not apply it? So that's why preaching helps. When we go out of our zone, our comforted zone, to give Krishna to others, it forces you to think less of yourself. Actually, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, in his conversation with Srila Prabhupada, was mentioning, and then later he quotes that in a lecture, he was saying, when someone dedicates their life to give Krishna to others, it's exactly like you are working for Krishna as your master. So all your time is going in giving Krishna to others. You are so busy. So when you get problem, Krishna takes the responsibility of solving your problem because you are busy solving Krishna's problem, which is to bring back the living entities. So more we are busy in reclaiming souls on behalf of Krishna, when our issues we are faced with, then Krishna takes the responsibility. Like there are 3 types of workers in any business. The first one is, we call in Hindi, kamchor. They escape, they want to just escape from work. They take a salary, but they just find loopholes to not work. No business owner wants such workers. No one wants kamchor. No one wants people who are taking a salary, but they're planning, they're scheming how to skip work. You know, sometimes you see, you pay people to go and distribute flyers for your business on street. I've seen it myself. And these students are on the street, they're paid hourly to distribute flyers on street. So what they do, just talk, chit chat on phone, here, there, give 2, 3, 4 flyers. At the end, they throw the bundle in the bin, finished, sir. They go home. So they're not loyal to who is paying them. The second category is a very loyal worker. He works for whatever money he receives. And very faithfully this person works. You pay him certain salary, he'll give you the result what you expect from him, from that salary. So every business owner wants such a worker. Everyone wants. But we as devotees wants to come to the third category. And what is this third category of worker? So this third category of worker is only interested in how to make my owner more rich. So he is a worker who is constantly thinking how to expand my owner's business. So now a devotee is that type of, the devotee has that type of relationship with Krishna. He is not just a punyavadi, a pious worker who does pious activities, some rituals, some donation, some worship because he understands the Lord is giving me so much. And he is not a sinful worker, of course, who takes from the Lord but is completely not interested in offering anything back to the Lord. But he is a third category who is working for the benefit of the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord, so that the purpose of the Lord is expanded, which is to spread the teachings of the Lord. So now when such a worker is working, a businessman takes special interest in solving the problems of such a worker. Any good businessman will go out of his way to solve the problems of such a worker. Now the Supreme Lord, who has out of his, one of his 64 qualities, one of his qualities, gratitude. How much grateful can Krishna be if someone is giving their life or time to spread Krishna consciousness, which is the Lord's purpose? So Lord becomes very grateful and he goes out of his way to help assist such devotees. So that is our controlling the mind, and especially here which speech is spoken about. The fourth one is by stopping sense gratification, one can conquer envy. You know, so many times we have heard there is no solution for envy. You know, the whole bhajan is there, no? Kama Krishna arpane. If you have lust, offer it to Krishna. Krodha bhakta dveshi jane. If you are angry, use it in Krishna's service towards those who are envious of Krishna. But envy has a solution. And the solution is by stopping sense gratification. I was thinking about how there is some comparison. Prabhu can add to it because that's what maximum I could go to. So when we are not interested in sense gratification, then envy reduces. How? Because of envy, we want more and more material acquisitions. Why you are envious? You are envious of someone else having something which you don't have. And that's what you want. And because you want that which some other people have, and you are envious of that, even to the degree that you are envious of the Supreme Lord, because Supreme Lord has a position of worship. So we want to satisfy our senses with constant sense gratification. If that is controlled, then there is no point being envy, because you don't want anything for your own enjoyment now. Or at least you have control to whatever degree. So just by not being a sense gratifier, or just by controlling your sense gratification, envy also is controlled. So these were some of the points I thought of discussing. If anyone has any questions or comments or some addition or correction, please go ahead. Can something else be added to this fourth point? Like how sense gratification and envy is compared here? Any questions or comments? Prabhuji, mic is coming. Where is the mic? Give mic to Fearless. Oh, sorry, Abhay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhu.
I've got a question about the Mona. When you were asking about that, you were saying some people do the Mona thing. What is that meant to mean? Like, can you explain
further? So some yogis, they take a vow that for next 6 months I will not talk. Do you like to do that? So for next six months I will not speak. If you go to Kumbh Mela, you will see they have put a plank. This person hasn't spoken in last 10 years. And some genuinely do it. One devotee from Delhi, he went to a Kumbh Mela, he saw there was a plank there that this person from last 9 years is standing on one leg. So he for 14 to 16 hours a day, he would stand on one leg. He would go, sleep, eat, come back, stand on one leg. For 9 years, that's his tapasya. So like that, people do monavrata.
It's like not saying a word.
They will not speak at all. So they will use phone messaging. I'm joking, but they don't speak. they just don't speak. So this is how they control their mind, the urges of the mind. We want to speak, right? We want to talk. We want to express what's in our mind. So that's why for a devotee, when they reduce this urge of just talking and instead of replace it with talking about Krishna, same result happens and much better result happens. Because you're utilizing your faculties of speech for glorifying Krishna, not just being quiet.
So like devotees, they don't do Maunvrata because we chant the names of that Krishna.
So our Maunvrata is talking about Krishna. That is Maunvrata. That is silence for us. Anything else?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned when we hear from a pure devotee, all our illusion becomes dispelled. But we see in Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra Maharaj, he was getting so many people to talk to him, like Vidura, even Lord Krishna came himself to instruct him, but still his illusion wasn't dispelled. So how can we make sure that whatever we're listening from a pure devotee actually changes our consciousness and affects us?
So if you see in the examples of Rahuguna, Chitraketu, all of them, compared to Dhritarashtra, one thing was lacking in Dhritarashtra, that was faith. So faith is a very critical ingredient for transformation to happen. Anyone can come and say anything, but if I don't trust, why? When Mrighari was told by Narad Muni, you stop hunting and break your bow and arrow, Mrighari said, how will I survive? Narad Muni said, I promise you your survival. If suppose Mrighari didn't have faith on Narada's word that you yourself don't have anything, you were just moving around, no house, no bank balance, and you're telling me you'll take care of my survival, then because of his faith he agreed that yes, you're saying so, I agree. And what happened when he started his bhajan, the whole village and surrounding villagers, they came and started giving him gifts. So much grocery came to him that he just didn't know what to do with so much bhoga. But because of that faith he agreed that you give it up. And then the effect of Narada's association takes place. Someone can go for a very famous spiritual master because that guru is very famous. But if you don't have faith in the instructions of that guru, it will not touch you. And that's why one of the ways you select a guru is that whose words you will follow as your life and soul. Not who is famous, not who is popular, not who is big, not who has more followers. Because faith is a very important ingredient for instructions to reside, take place and grow in our heart. Is it okay? So that was the difference. Dhritarashtra was such a faithless person that when Sanjay told him, in Mahabharata this discussion comes, that you see, Krishna has shown the Virat Rupa now. He is the Supreme Lord. Whole Bhagavad Gita happened. Now also you can stop the war. You are still the ruler. You can go and stop the war. Send instructions, stop the war. You know what Dhritarashtra said because of his faithlessness? He said, oh, Krishna is telling Arjuna, I am already declaring you all are winning. And you five brothers will be the rulers. But Krishna also said when he came as a peace messenger that I want peace. I want Shanti. But he failed in his mission, right? So what if he fails now also? And his words may not come true now also. Krishna came as a peace messenger, but he couldn't get peace done. He just couldn't make peace happen. So this was his faithlessness. Now how do you expect Dhritarashtra like a person to transform? The only little faith he had was in Vidura because of his affection for him. And that is what Vidura cashed upon when everything was taken away from Dhritarashtra and he was in a helpless condition. That was the only attachment or affection he had for Vidura, which was a spark Vidura fanned. And that too with what language? You're like a dog staying in your own son's killer's home. And that hit him very hard. So, is it okay? Hare Krishna. Anything else or we finish?
Two people, we have the same knowledge, like discussing spiritual knowledge, or two people hearing the same knowledge. It doesn't perform the effect on one person, but it doesn't have any effect on another person. Why is this?
So two people hearing same knowledge having different effect. One of the reasons was this faith. Faith is a very important ingredient in spiritual life. Other is one's own spiritual progress you have done by that time, till that time. If the way you have grown spiritually, based on that spiritual realization, only you will be capable of absorbing more spiritual information. More, the realization is based on your current Krishna consciousness. So these two are very important. That's why it's a gradual process. Shravan adi shuddha chitte karaye udaye. By constantly being engaged in hearing about Krishna and following the process, eventually the purification of heart takes place. So we have devotees like His Holiness Bhanu Swami was here. They were traveling from Mathura. I think they were going towards Delhi or coming from Delhi. Via Delhi to from Vrindavan to Mayapur, somewhere they were traveling, and Bhanu Maharaj and Yamuna Mataji and other devotees were there, 2-3 more devotees. What was their faith on Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, you stop for 2 minutes in Delhi, right? In that train, they stop for 2 minutes in Delhi. So what we do when we stop for 2 minutes, we go stretch ourselves, buy a fruity or buy some water or something, we come back in the train again. They stop for 2 minutes, Prabhupada said, okay, get down, go open a temple. And they just walked. They just went. So, that is one faith, the level of faith. Other faith is Guru is pleading, please reach to 16 rounds. Somehow or other, plan your day that you can chant 16 rounds. Do something you can chant 16 rounds. No, Prabhu, two enough. So, difference, no? There is a difference. And the result is also based on that faith, that surrender. Is it okay? Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Prabhuji, regarding the line, serving great devotees makes one prideless. Here we get many opportunities to serve Maharajas, great devotees, but in spite of serving, I mean, the pride still exists. So what should be the mood? Is there some fault with the mood? Where are we lacking?
Serve more. And just don't go for serving the big ones. If you have a mood of serving all the devotees, and when given an opportunity to serve the big ones, the result will be even more nicer. So everyone wants to go for famous ones, the big ones, which is important, which is very important. There is no way I am undermining that. But what about fellow devotees? So fellow devotees, that mood of serving fellow devotees is very attractive to Krishna. That's why Prachetas got perfected. They achieved perfection. They achieved perfection because Lord Shiva was pleased by their cooperative spirit of working and serving together. Is it okay? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna
Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bara.